You wouldn't know it right now. It's only 49 degrees and clear off the Whoa Whoa Fire Escape. And with me on our newsmaker line is the president of IU Health and my friend Brian Bauer. We say good morning to you, Mr. Bauer.
Good morning, Mr. Shine. It's great to be with you today.
Well, it's always good to have you on the air. And I want to tell you something. IU Health has really, really progressed since August 1st of 2018, when the first patient was seen by IU Health in Fort Wayne. Tell us a little bit about all the things that are happening, including the new locations that are popping up all over the place.
It's really hard to believe. It's been just over 3 years. We've entered Fort Wayne with one physician. We saw one patient on that first day, and now here we are a little over 3 years later, and we're seeing, you know, over 1,000 patients a week throughout our community. We had a triple ribbon cutting for three new locations about a month ago, and just have an amazing team of physicians and providers in place, and excited about what the future holds for us.
Well, I will tell you something. Every day on my way home, because it's on my route home, I go by that beautiful new facility located at Aboit Center and Dickey Roads. What is that facility mostly geared for?
So that is an outpatient ambulatory surgical center. We actually performed our first surgery, IU Health did, in Fort Wayne yesterday. It went very well. A great team of people there staffing that surgery center, and I look forward to probably 10 to 15 surgeons in our community performing cases there, and that number will obviously grow in the coming years.
It's a very sleek-looking facility, too, just beautiful there at the corner of Aboit and Dickey. Over the last 3 years, and again, about 3 years and 1 month since IU entered the Fort Wayne market, what would you say you would be most proud of over the past few years?
Well, I think the team we have in place is just second to none. In terms of patient satisfaction, we actually lead all of IU Health, which is a testament, and total credit goes to the team. But personally, I'm excited. We opened a location on Pettit Avenue in Southgate Mall, about 5,000 square feet, to serve really a part of the community that could use much more health care, much more access to health care. And we opened that in February of this year, and we're seeing over 200 patients a week there right now. So really excited not to invest in all parts of Fort Wayne and to continue that investment as we grow.
IU Health is the largest healthcare system in the state of Indiana, but what does the future hold for IU Health here in Northeast Indiana?
Well, I think we're going to continue to grow. We're adding new physicians. We're adding new specialties. We have two pieces of land here in the community. One on the southwest side is 137 acres with lots of potential for us, and I think you'll see before the end of the year, we'll start adding more ambulatory office space there to have physicians that we're bringing to the community. So the future is bright for us. And even though we started during a pandemic, the growth has just been tremendous. And the level of care and the quality of care we're providing is just really proud of the team. I can't say enough about them.
Well, certainly a community is judged by the quality of its health care. And we thank you so much for bringing that high degree of quality with IU Health here in Fort Wayne. Thank you, Brian Bauer, for being our guest this morning.
Absolutely, and I want to encourage everyone to get a vaccine and protect themselves, their family, and our community.
Podcasts by Federated Media.